To represent trains, we have Peter Wakefield with us. He's from Rail Future. Morning.
Good morning.
Now, the big idea for Wisbeach, connect it up. You know, give them a chance. You know, build a railway station.
Yeah, the railway's there. It's mothballed. We want to bring it back into use. A station in the town centre, link it up with Cambridge, give the business case for it. So it's a half-hourly service to Cambridge will work. And that would call in at March, of course, and help March enormously. And we'd get people who are now struggling to get on the A10 from March onto the trains, because there's only one train an hour into Cambridge from March.
And the A10's just going to get busier and busier.
And it is. So we need this half-hourly service from Wisbech, calling it Mainly as well. Ely's going to keep growing, of course. And you can't get on a train at Ely for love nor money in certain times of the day. And so we need extra trains from Ely then. Waterbeach, another 12,000 houses. You know, so we need this new service from Wisbech, not just for Wisbech, but all the way through the Fens into Cambridge. And Cambridge is just going to keep growing.
So the hope is it's going to open up some of these corridors, and people are going to work in Cambridge and move to Wisbech. Well, I mean, can you see that happening, really?
Yes, it'll be a 35-minute commute.
And cheaper housing.
And much cheaper housing. And it will enable this really good idea for a garden town or village in Wisbech to take, which is to take place. It's a very exciting project, but only the railway will enable it.
It's not very often I come into the centre of Cambridge, because I just can't bear it. It's so much hassle, and even getting in this morning, just from our studios near the Science Park, took 40 minutes to go, 4 miles, 5 miles? Also with us, as well as Peter Wakefield, is Dr. Colin Harris. He's from Cambridge Connect. Morning, Colin.
Morning.
What is Cambridge Connect? Just remind everybody.
So Cambridge Connect is advocating light rail as an option for addressing the transport problems in Cambridge. It would involve an underground component in the inner city to protect the inner city heritage, and it would connect out to the heavy rail network that Peter Wakefield has talked about.
Do you know what? The thing I was saying in the back of the car this morning, as we struggled into the centre of Cambridge and cars were coming at us from all angles, and lorries and buses, is I would clear the lot of them out of the middle of Cambridge, put a tram in. It works everywhere.
That's right. I think you can just look across Europe. There's over 300 light rail networks in operation throughout the world, and it's been proven to be successful. It could be implemented here in Cambridge, and it could really make a real difference. It'd be a step change.
Why don't we get on with it then?
The money. You mentioned 800 million. It's expensive to implement a system like this. We could put in a line for that kind of money. But it is a long-term project that we'd have to develop over 10 to 20 years. But I think that in the short term, in the five-year time period, with the new mayor, we could implement the first line and then build on that to implement extensions throughout the region.
If we don't do something, Peter Wakefield, soon, the Cambridge in particular, just grind to a halt, won't it?
It certainly will, yes. The city, as we know, is growing all the time. Too many cars trying to get in. We need park and ride sites on the railway lines. We've got a really good network from the south and the north coming through Ely. We need to get to make it easy for people to transfer between their car and the train at way out, as close as possible to their homes, you know, so they can walk even, cycle and so on, even better.
Craig Bennett's with us as well. He's chief executive of Friends of the Earth. Happens to live in Cambridge, of course.
Yes, very nice to be here. Nice to be able to cycle to a radio interview this morning. You know what? It took me, by cycling, it took me 10 minutes from my house down near Homerton College this morning to hear, not you struggling in the traffic on the way in this morning. And that's a really interesting thing, is actually that there are options out there, cycling, walking. Half the time, it's a lot quicker, a lot more reliable than being stuck in cars. I think one of the things you were talking about...
It's all right, though, but we had lots of gear. You know, if you're coming to work and you've got a meeting at 9:30, you don't have to get on your bike and all sweaty and just, you know, it doesn't all work. But if I could have hopped on a tram, I'd have been here in 4 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. So we need to see investment in light rail as well. I think there is a really important point to make here, though, is you talked about that pot that the mayor will get of 800 million and the difficult decisions that they're going to make about how to divide this up between transport and other requirements also out there. actually there's an extraordinary amount of sort of what we would call co-benefits that can be gained by investing in more sustainable transport. So particularly the co-benefit between getting around and health. So in Britain at the moment, the government's own figures suggest 40,000 people are dying prematurely every year because of air pollution. You know, so it's really wrong to kind of see transport in one box and health budgets and spending.
It's all got to be joined up.
If we can make transport much more sustainable, if we can promote walking and cycling and also light rail and all those kind of options as well, that will reduce the pressure on the NHS because people will be able to exercise, breathe cleaner air and so on. These issues are joined up. So actually spending on sustainable transport reduces pressure on the NHS.
Yeah, and I was talking earlier about this and the fact that, you know what is green? Is a light railway green? Is it any greener than cars? Is it any greener than buses?
Well, I could respond to that, perhaps, Colin Harris here. It's definitely greener. It's an all-electric form of transport. So it's 18 times more efficient than the private car, and it's more than double as efficient in energy terms than buses. So it's definitely greener, and it does represent an environmentally sound way to plan for the future.
Is it the number one priority, you think, for the new mayor, whoever he or she is? Should they be clearing their in-tray and sorting out transport in a together sort of way, an integrated way?
I think it has to be one of the very top priorities for the new mayor, and looking obviously not just in Cambridge but across Cambridshire and into Peterborough as well. And the reason is that is because we can see in many places, Cambridge and Peterborough, people grinding to a halt, but also those problems about how it's so badly affecting people's health, slowing people down and so on. But to flip that round, also the massive opportunities we've got here. I mean, my colleagues here this morning have raised all these really amazing, fantastic options around light rail, about walking and cycling and so on. But also we talk about things like electric vehicles getting out of cities, promoting electric vehicles, electric charging points and so on. Well, here in Cambridgeshire, we talk about Silicon Venn. Many of the companies that will be behind sort of smart infrastructure are based here in Cambridgeshire. We absolutely should be the shining beacon for the world about what sort of smart transport can look like, really connecting up devices and so on. And by doing that, by having proof of concept here in Cambridgeshire, that will create jobs and investment in Cambridgeshire and enable us to come up with the new smart technologies that can be used around the world. The opportunity there is immense to really put Cambridgeshire on the map as a leading light in sustainable transport, and that will be good on so many ways.
Lead the way. Don't get left behind. You don't need to let the place grind to a halt, Peter Wakefield. And Chris was telling me earlier that, you know, a 10-year-old sorted it out for him in one email.
That's right. The idea.
Have we got the right people sorting this out?
Well, let's hope the electorate will choose the right person.
Are you pinning your hopes on the mayor, are you?
Well, the mayor's going to be very important, as we've heard a lot this morning. The mayor is going to have this pot of money. He's got to have the ideas. He's got to get something going. We've got one of the most important economies in the country. And it's the government, I'm sure, is watching us very carefully. They want us to grow. And only with sustainable, quality transport that enables everybody in every corner of our county and the big cities like Peterborough and Cambridge to move around easily, is that economy going to work for everybody. It's got to work for everybody, not just, you know, people who are able to avoid it all in one way or another. It's got to be a quality transport, whether it's on bikes, whether it's walking to the station, light rail. All these aspects are so important, and this is an opportunity that probably won't come up again for a long time unless we grasp the nettle now.
The new mayor has got to make sure they spend this money wisely, Chris.
Colin,
I do apologise.
It's okay.
I told you I was terrible with names.
Well, I would just support everything that Craig and Peter have said. I think they're spot on. It is about the economy. It is about sustainability. And it's about making the right decisions for Cambridge. And like Peter, I think that the mayor could be key to this. And with the right person in place and making those choices, we really have an optimistic future for this region, I think. The economy is very vibrant and I'm really excited by that.
Well, let's hope it is exciting. Gentlemen, thank you very much for this morning. Good luck wherever you're going, getting through the traffic. And you're on your bikes, you're all right.
I'll be okay. Thank you.
You've got a work from home day as well, eh? Look, oh, it's all right for some, isn't it? That's Peter Wakefield from Rail Future, Dr. Colin Harris from Cambridge Connect, and the Chief Executive of Friends of the Earth, Craig Bennett, with us this morning.